Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. I hope you like the lineup we have this week. My first guest is part of a duo that I've known for years from the Smothers Brothers. Dick Smothers is going to be joining us. Then John Schneider will be here. He's got a brand new movie that's out called To Die For. It is great. Later on, because Halloween is next week, we're going to bring on Butch Patrick from the Munsters talking about a special that's going to be on TV. Then next hour from Netflix, Michael Flernard. Michael, of course, was the mom on The Waltons, and she is starring in a movie about Jeffrey Dahmer. Beautiful actress. I love her voice. Angie Harmon. A new comedian on the scene who's fabulous. Doug We Met will be here. And then our lifestyle portion will include Dean Cameron and Kelly Edwards. And that's all this week with Ron Segi today. Coming up after a short break is Dick Smothers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A-plus with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
What did it sound like?
It sounded like you said naked.
Naked?
Or bacon. Naked bacon.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea. It sounded like you said naked bacon.
Oh, that really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I'm going to come out here, start singing, stop, and turn to my brother and say naked bacon.
Didn't make any sense to me either, so I just ignore it. I don't even know what naked bacon is, and if I did, I wouldn't take it.
I didn't ask. How could you ignore it if I never said it?
Took a lot of concentration.
Sure. Took a lot of imagination. Now, did you hear me say take it or did you not? I'm touched.
I only heard you say take it once.
Which time?
Third time.
How did you know it was the third time if you only heard it once?
I counted backwards from the first two times I did it.
I never get tired of listening to the Smothers Brothers. They are fabulous. And I'm proud that both of them I can call my friends. I'm always glad when we talk to the Smothers family, and they are the nicest guys in the world. Joining us right now from the team of the Smothers Brothers is Dick Smothers. Hi, Dick. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm so excited that you are on a major tour here for the next few months, aren't you?
Yeah, well, we're sort of like cats. You know, either running crazy or you're sleeping.
Yes.
Or you're eating. You know, we run around for a spasm or two. You know, it may take a couple months, and then I go back to Sarasota where I live. And
yeah.
Sort of really, that's my nurturing and re-energizing place. I just love it.
Our mutual friend Bobby Vinton lives over in that area. He loves Sarasota.
Oh, Florida has, it's a little bit like California as far as the diversity.
Yes.
it's a different diversity, but you could be up in Jacksonville or down in the Keys, or you could be in the Panhandle, or you could be in the Gulf States, or all the way over, you know, the South Beach and wear black and white and get very tall.
Yeah, get very tall.
I felt very short. I went to a club when I was living in Wellington, West Palm, with some guys. And I'm short, and the guys hadn't even shown up. It was early, because I go out early. It was all the models.
Oh.
All the models. You know, we had three different decades of guys in this car, and felt very out of place. I like the West Coast of Florida.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because I'm Italian, so I know what it's like to be just a tad shorter than everybody else in the room.
Florida is just darn amazing. I've gotten so familiar with it. Actually, my sister's lived in Sarasota for about 20 years. She works at the dog track. And, she does administrative there, and she really loves it. And when there's a power outage, she's a backup rabbit for the Greyhounds. She's 67, so she never wins, but they give her a 10-yard, and it's a legal race, you know. She got all these muzzle marks on her butt from these dogs trying to stop. They don't learn they're going to close at that rapid of a speed.
No, I know that.
Sister Sherry likes to be used.
Yeah, that's good.
And stuff.
That's a good job for her then, too.
Muzzle marks on her body. It's not cellulite. It's muscle
marks. It's muscle marks. I think that's an excuse that a lot of women can use now. They just say, these are not the cellulite marks. They're just muscle marks.
You know, by the way, I'm saying this 2,500 miles away from my sister.
Well, of course. But you have to come back sometime. You have to go home sometime, Dick.
Oh, yeah, but she's getting up there. She will not remember.
Well, we have a great affiliate down in that area, so I'm sure they're going to hear this show.
Oh, yeah.
You and your brother are class acts. I remember we were playing at Harvey's in Lake Tahoe, and we were doing our show across the street from Harrah's, where you guys were playing, and we had, I think, Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night and Judy Tenuta, and you guys were gracious enough to walk across the street, do the show with me in the lobby, and then that night we came over and saw you. Your comedy never grows stale. I mean, it's always timely. It's always good. And, you know, you took a big beating back in the late 60s with CBS television, but you came back bigger and bigger, and 59 was your first personal appearance, February 1959. That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable we're still out there doing it, and we've just completed our 50th year. We're in our 51st year.
Wow.
And, you know, if you live long enough, everybody, I don't care who you are, you get your hard knocks.
Yep.
And you come out of them. And you come out of them either whole or angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always come out of anything that's happened with a lot of gratitude, because we are so blessed to be in this business. It's something that we love to do. And if you could spend your life doing something you love to do, then you're a winner.
Yes.
You really are. I don't care what it is. We never were particularly angry. Things happen because they happen. And we happened to be born at the right time so that our show, our television career in the mid late 60s was at a time that was a very divisive and a very it was like one of the years that defined what America is.
Mm-hmm.
68, man, and we didn't pick it. We just happened to be dropped in there by fate.
Boy, that's right. And that was one of the years that really changed history in the 20th century. There's no question about it. What I really am excited about, that Time Life has released the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, the best of season 3, as a 4-DVD box set. When you go back and you watch the material, okay, it's talking about a different war, it's talking about a different economy, it's talking about everything that is different, but it isn't. It applies to today.
Oh, that's the thing. Tommy has a little joke about that. He says it's great. We have to study history so we could repeat the same mistakes with the same results.
Amen. Absolutely.
He seemed to do that. I mean, but it's not just us. I love our country, and but I think it's a people thing. England lost us, you know, with the Tea Party and that. They lost India with the salt things. You know, you keep repeating it. You know, if you're really a fat cat in the Industrial Revolution, you get to be a fat cat, and people start thinking outside the box, and then you lose your position.
Mm-hmm.
And America's always got to, I think, any country, you know, I just love the history books like the songs we're reading about, John Adams.
Oh, yeah.
And Abraham Lincoln, I love Abraham Lincoln. What a genius.
Yeah.
What an amazing man. If we just keep trying to re-energize ourselves with the pride that is our genealogy and our history, and keep reinventing ourselves to the original purpose of this country.
Yeah.
And I know every time a liberal thinks he's fixed something, a conservative thinks they've broke it. That's always been. Remember the loyalists?
Yes.
The loyalists?
Sure.
They said, hey, man, you guys are kidding treason. You're going to be hung. You're going to be shot.
Isn't that amazing?
And then there's the other part. Says, no, they have no right to do what they're doing. So if we could get together and say, hey, the common good now is a time where the whole world is going to have, I have no idea what the world's going to look like in 5 years.
Yeah.
I hope it's great, but we got to all pull together.
And all this bickering over small stuff. You know, I look down all of the awards that you guys have accumulated. I'm just going to go on the short list here.
You're embarrassing me here. We haven't really got that much.
Oh, no, but wait a minute. Now, being in the broadcasting entertainment business, the fact that the Museum of Television and Radio produced a retrospective and seminar on your work, the fact that you've got the George Carlin Freedom of Expression Award, the fact that you got the Boston Comedy Festival Lifetime Achievement Award, honorary doctorate degrees from San Jose State University. I mean, this is remarkable stuff. Now, everybody who's listening, I want to mention a few cities here. Dick is now in Laughlin, Nevada, right?
Yeah, Laughlin.
Then goes to La Mirada, California. Then to Denver, Colorado. Beaver Creek, Colorado. Then he's going to be here in Orlando, Florida. They both are. That's why they call them Smothers Brothers. Then Fort Pierce on the 21st in Riverside, Iowa.
You're getting me tired.
I wish I was back in Buffalo on the 25th because you're going to be with the symphony up there.
Oh, yeah. We love to do the symphony. But I tell you, we had one of the thrills in recent history of us. We just did 3 days at the Kennedy Center with the National Symphony.
Oh, wow.
My daughter, my youngest daughter, who's just going to graduate from NYU, she came down from New York, and her mother lives in D.C. She's married, actually. Her stepdad is Chris Wallace.
So your ex-wife is married to Chris Wallace?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she goes from comedy to serious news, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. And actually, Chris Wallace's mother, Cappy, she married, she had two husbands, Mike, and the other one created CBS News.
Really?
Yeah, on the radio. And so she comes, good stock. And I got to tell you, we used to be on the road when I married Lorraine about 250 days a year. And that was, that's not smart to marry a 27-year-old and go on like that. So, you know, you can't be a good dad and be gone.
Right.
And so, actually, they went to a real stable family. And anyway, Lorraine and my daughter came to see the show, and it was just really fun sitting up at the rooftop restaurant of the Kennedy Center, having a nice civilized dinner with my ex-wife.
Wow.
And my daughter, I'm so proud of her, and then doing a show, you know, and those are some of the benefits. But like anybody out in your listening audience who is a traveling person, be they athlete, salesperson, military, or whatever, there's a cost and a benefit of all those kinds of jobs.
I, for many years, was a singer, and when they really wanted to put me on like a couple hundred days a year, I said, geez, I don't know if I can do that. Yeah. You got to really want it bad and burning in your stomach, because you're right, it is a tough, tough deal out there.
And you affect your family.
Boy, that is absolutely correct. Dick, we're going to pause for just a second. We're going to come right back with another segment with our special guest and friend, Dick Smothers. Check out their website, smothersbrothers.com. And Dick Smothers and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgie Today.
Just let me say this to all of you here tonight. I know a lot of you in this wonderful symphony hall are members of families, or even know people who are members of families.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
My mom always liked my brother best, and she never liked me. Mom, and
why do you keep telling me mom always likes you best?
Because you...
Every time you get mad, you say, mom always liked you best.
Oh, yeah? Well, mom always liked you best.
You want to know...
You always picked on me. You and mom... You and my mom and my brother get together and say, we don't like you. Because mom liked you best,
you know,
and
why
she never liked me.
Wait a minute. Do you know why she liked me best? Sure she liked me best. Why not?
I never knew mom liked you best. No, mom always used to pick on me. That's now I remember.
Yeah, man.
That is such a classic bit by the fabulous Smothers Brothers. Joining us for yet another segment is our friend Dick Smothers.
A lot of people will ask me, they'll say, when you interview the Smothers Brothers, and I know you've interviewed both of them. I said, I've interviewed both of them at the same time, and each individually, they said, which one do you like the best? And I said, you know, that's the same problem their mother had.
Yeah. So we're so similar and so different.
Oh, there's no doubt. I have two brothers, and that's the same way. My wife said to me the other day, were your brothers adopted? Because I can't believe it came from the same family.
Yeah, you know, the real reason that we're still working is Tommy's just a comedic genius, but there's a lot of other things that are in the soup or the stew of what makes us, and I'm a perfect straight man for him.
Yeah.
And every comedy team that had any longevity had absolutely the right straight man.
Yep.
George and Gracie, Abbott Costello, Dean Margulis, and Dan Rowan was a fantastic straight man.
Yep.
And that doesn't mean they're a great straight man for everybody.
No. Sometimes it's tough, as my pal Ed McMahon would always say, tough to come up with a snapper. Because, you know, that's the job of the comedic end of it. Now, I know you're playing a lot of cities, but when you play Orlando, is the yo-yo man coming with you?
Yes, he comes.
Okay.
Sometimes he, you know, the yo-yo man, when I want people to know, when they see the yo-yo man, in a state of yo, that's not a state of perfection. There's no state of perfection in our family, and I don't think anyone out there who's listening. And that's not, you know, God made us perfect, and then he says, okay, you're all perfect, now I want you to start improving yourself.
That's right.
So it's like going to Starbucks and saying tall is a short.
That's right.
But, you know, the shortest coffee at Starbucks is tall. Now, wait a minute. How can, then what's shorter than the tall? They do make it short, by the way.
Well, it's like The Biggest Loser on television. You know, I was interviewing...
The Biggest Loser, oxymoron.
It's an oxymoron, jumbo shrimp, you know?
I'll tell you a thing on that. When we first started in San Francisco at the Purple Onion in 1959,
wow.
We were at the bottom of the act, the bill, of course, and they have a lot of tour buses in San Francisco, and sometimes we would do 4 or 5 shows. Well, after we'd been there about 3 months, they brought back Phyllis Diller, who had made her start there, and she was the big headliner, and we'd shared a dressing room with her and another act that was about arms width wide by about 12 feet. we're all hung up there. She'd have her little... Anyway, we'd change. It was very intimate. And she was always looking at us and trying to tell us to try, go out and stretch for something. You know, really go for it. And she said, you guys have this bit about a chicken, you know. Dickie got a dog, you got a chicken. That's funny. She says, but you know what would be funny as a killer chicken? You had a killer chicken. And then we found out Sunshine Boys, you saw that movie.
Sure.
They were saying, K's are funny. Anything with a K is funny.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, chicken sounds like a K. It doesn't matter. It's a C. Who cares?
Okay.
K. And so it's a killer chicken, oxymoron, a coward killer.
You got to be really hot to be able to follow that or to be able to remember that.
But she stimulated us on to, because we create our bits over months and months, because every time the audience laughs at something else, Tommy... something else comes out of his mouth. So the thing that I was mom's favorite started with that.
Yeah.
Mom liked me best. That was it. And I used to put him down. And then Tom slowly got into the things that he didn't get to do, and I got to do the things I had he didn't. And so when she said killer chicken, well, within a few months, Tommy's chicken, pet chicken, grew into a 40-pound killer chicken. We have so much fun embellishing and embellishing. And someone said early on, be yourself. Or if you're a writer, write what you know. And if you're a comedian, talk about what you know. It's family stuff. And Richard Pryor exaggerated his ethnic New York things, you know, with amazingly good, right? Well, Tommy and I came with the thing. We grew up with Grandma. We had a pet chicken. Actually, we did. When she died, that chicken was beef jerky.
I know.
It was an old chicken. And it wasn't 40 pounds, and it didn't kill my dog. My grandpa ran over the dog by accident. The chicken had nothing to do with it.
The chicken was innocent.
Yeah, and we didn't have much, so Tommy said, you got a scooter? And I said, I gave you my scooter. He says, yeah, but it didn't have any wheels. I had to drag your scooter. You know, so, you know, I don't care what ethnic you are or type, you're Italian or just social economic levels, you take what you know, and the brother thing, everybody can relate.
That's right.
Even a single child could relate to mom liking something better.
Yep.
The dog, the cat.
Right. Her husband.
Milkman, whatever.
Yeah. Everything needs a hook. And you guys came upon the hook.
Yeah, and that was a blessing. Yeah.
Your comedy team has lasted longer than any of those you mentioned.
Because we have nowhere else to go. We have gotten job applications everywhere.
That's when I asked Milton Berle one time. I said, would you ever retire? He said, to what? Now, you have a website, right? Is it smothersbrothers.com?
That's right.
If people go to that, they can get, if they missed me earlier, all the locations that this tour is taking Tom and Dick to.
And also, if they don't want to buy our DVD through Amazon or whatever, they could get it through there. And I take to tell somebody, you know, it's so nice you to mention the DVD, but if they got on Amazon.com, you know, and picked and selected it and said, look at some of the reviews and stuff, they're really great. It's not just the shows, it's that bonus material.
Yes.
With it.
Yes.
And the paper trail of the memos. The
yes.
With the vice president of CBS, and the guy who hired us, and the people who fired us, and some of the stars and writers. I mean, there's a whole thing. Oh, and there's also, I think, a bonus DVD of Pat Paulson's run for president.
Oh, see, I love those bonus things that you get on the CD that you can't get with a normal VHS when that was in vogue. You know,
By the way, you know, we do a little video, a little short video during the show. I think everybody does. It's been around a while, but ours is. I narrate most of it. Anyway, Pat Paulson, we have a little thing. He's one of the guys. And he does a little tirade on there from way back over 40 years ago.
Oh.
That will blow your mind because it is so relevant. You're saying, you know, times repeat themselves all the time.
Yes.
And then Pat's is really cool.
Well, that's what I urge everybody to do is go to smothersbrothers.com, pick up the DVD, Great, Great Memories, and check the website to see where they're going to be playing. And I guarantee you, if you go to their concert, two things will happen. First of all, you can take the entire family. And the second thing, you will go out with a busted gut laughing so hard. They're terrific. Dick, we're going to see you in Orlando on the 20th then, right?
Okay, Ron, I hope so.
Always nice talking to you. Give Tom my best, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Great talking to you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dick. Dick Smothers from the great team of the Smothers Brothers. They're going to be all over the country. In fact, they're on tour right now. So check it out and see where they're going to be on their website, smothersbrothers.com.
Hey, great talking to you. Always great talking to you. You're just wonderful. You stimulate a lot of thought, you know, in the conversation.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Dick. And both you and your brother know how I feel about you guys. Dick Smothers from the fabulous Smothers Brothers. And there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Chinese former President Hu Jintao was unexpectedly escorted out of the closing ceremony of a Congress of the ruling Communist Party on Saturday. Hu, who is 79, and is Xi Jinping's immediate predecessor, was seated to the left of Xi. He was led off the stage of the main auditorium of the Great Hall of the People in Beijing by two stewards who repeatedly tried to lift Hu from his seat, drawing concerned looks from officials seated nearby. Russia said on Saturday its forces had prevented an attempt by Ukraine to break through its line of control in the southern Ukrainian region of Kherson. The Republican National Committee filed a lawsuit against Alphabet Inc.'s Google on Friday for allegedly sending its emails to users' spam folders. The U.S. Political Committee accuses the tech giant of discriminating against it by throttling its email messages because of the RNC's political affiliation and views. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
burned red, white, and blue. That was all we ever knew. And we're not ashamed to fly these stripes and stars. When I see your glory, I see who we are. I see the scars, the tears, the ones who never made it back. That's why we stand hand over heart.
And we are back live nationwide and all around the world. And our next guest is certainly no stranger to our show. That song, by the way, is called That's Why We Stand, done by country music star Billy Dean. It's part of a new movie that my friend has coming out. And I got to tell you, I saw it. It is fantastic. Joining us right now is John Schneider. Hey, John, how are you? Welcome to the show again.
Hey, I'm fine. I'm so excited about this film. And when I hear the words to that song, it's not corny. I'm patriotic. I swell up because that's how I was raised. You know, I was raised to honor and respect our flag. And this new film has been birthed, as we spoke about off the air.
This is about a gentleman. You play the role of a reclusive veteran, Quint North. And that veteran, my friends, played by John Schneider, by the way, who wrote, directed, stars in this film, and also produced by his wife and filmmaking partner, Alicia. He has a big flag on the back of an El Camino, and the judge and all the city officials and everything else will not let him drive around the school with the American flag being displayed on the back of this El Camino. You're actually being criminalized for this.
And to add insult to injury, you know, I pull a lot of this out of reality.
Oh, yeah.
I had read that a gentleman had gone through just that, where he went to jail. And I had a notion, when I went to elementary school, it was the same school, the same building, and now there's no flag in the turnaround. This was pulled from reality. My hope is that it's going to start conversations. Who normally wouldn't be talking about things like this?
There is, as former president used to say, the silent majority. My son lives in a homeowners association community, and he flies the flag of the police department.
Right, it's got the blue stripe.
Right.
We have that in this film, too.
Yeah, I saw that. The homeowners association wants them to take it down. Can you believe that? And when I watch how impassionate you are in this movie, I mean, if anybody's going to get the story across, this movie does it. You made the comment, if patriotism offends you in any way, watch this film. If you are still offended, move. I love that.
There's a time for diplomacy, and then there's a time for common sense, and there's a time to fight for what you believe in. And I believe when pushed, conservatives have to be pushed, because we are, we're not altruistic, but, you know, we're busy working. But when pushed, I believe that we need to stand up and fight. So my sincere hope is that people will gather together to watch this film with someone who is not like-minded, so that they can have a conversation about the willingness of people to die for what they believe in. We filmed this movie all year, to as recently as I was shooting inserts a week ago. I feel that this film had to be done before the midterm elections. I had a self-imposed deadline, and we made it. We made it this morning, new inserts and all. The movie is now up, and it's got some humor in it, too. You know, we talk about the vaccination.
Now, this is going to be available on DVD, and it's going to be streaming starting this Thursday at CineflexDOD.com, pre-order to DieForMovie.com. Now, you had under 10 people do this show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing in the movie business that you can find 10 people to put on a dramatic presentation like this is. And, John, I hope you accept my apology for not running down the plethora of things that you have done, including, of course, in your music career. He's out there at Gillies in Branson, Missouri, you know, his work with the Children's Miracle Network, along with Marie Osmond, raising more than $7 billion for medical research. But, John, we have talked many times in the past about your home and the studio there and how it had some problems with weather and so on and so forth, and I hope that, I hope that that's behind you. I just want to press on how important this movie is. And you took a chance because you're steering a little bit to the right of what your Hollywood counterparts would like to probably see you do, and I give you an enormous amount of credit for it because it's such an impassioned performance. I think probably one of the most impassioned performances, would you say, of your career?
Absolutely. I did this for my grandfather. I did it for my father. I did it because I couldn't not. And this is a film that, I mean, Hollywood never would have filmed the frame of this movie. And they will not distribute it. But that's okay. One of my pet peeves is conservatives, especially conservatives in the creative fields, who are publicly against the machine, and then secretly they're trying to make a deal with to distribute their content. And that, to me, is the height of hypocrisy. We are independent filmmakers, and we are independent distributors. So when somebody goes and orders this movie, it means the world to us. And I did put 10 people together. That was it, to make this film. Because I had to kind of make it under the radar, because, you know, there are people who, they are in total agreement with us, but they are afraid of losing business. We had to do it in secret.
How sick is that, huh, John? How sick is that? You know, you have a young boy in this movie who apparently, like many generations, don't know what it's like to fight for this country. And when I watch that young boy and his attitude, you just want to take him behind the barn and slap him around for about an hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? What a cocky little kid, you know, and he has no clue of the reason why he can express his negative or positive reactions to this country, because he's never had the weight of war over his head.
Well, he hasn't had any sacrifice whatsoever. And again, I don't want to sound like just some old guy, but there is a belief that, you know, sacrifice is being moderately inconvenienced. Sacrifice is having to have half and half in your latte instead of skim milk. That's when I tell him, you don't have a right to know squat. You gave that up the second your knee hit the grass.
The movie is going to be streaming.
Yes, it doesn't come out on DVD until what we call Orange Friday. That is the Friday in my world, in honor of the General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard. That is the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Just go to Die For Movie.
If we go to your website, johnschneiderstudios.com, we can find out, too, all the engagements that you're doing, because I know you're up at Gillies and Branson.
I'll be here for Veterans Day, which is great.
That town is one of the best towns to be at on Veterans Day.
Oh, yeah. I tell people, this is the America you remember.
Well, it's a great town. It's a great town to be in on November 11th. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you have to see this movie. It's called To Die For. The risk that all the people have made for that American flag, there is a certain segment of the audience that just doesn't respect it and what it has meant. And our friend John Schneider, who's been our friend on this show for many, many years, has brought it to light in this new movie. John, you are always welcome here.
Thank you.
I'd love to come up to the ranch. When you come down here, where are you going? Where do you stay?
In Hudson, Florida. We stay with the Bellamy brothers.
Well, that's over in Lakeland.
Yeah. Yep.
So, John, you're close to Orlando when you do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, geez, when that next time that happens, give us a call and we'll have dinner together.
Sure will.
Come over here. I'll meet you halfway, or go to Lakeland and we'll have dinner.
Well, we love it.
Okay.
We love it. We've been there a lot.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's do that, okay?
All right. Have your people send me, not my people. I don't have any people anymore. Send me your number and we'll keep in touch. Folks, watch To Die For. I promise it will empower you to have conversations that you never would have had before, and they are more important now.
John, thanks for joining us, my friend. Good luck. And again, ladies and gentlemen, To Die For, go to todieformovie.com.
Todieformovie.com will take you right there.
And that's probably easy to remember, todieformovie.com. John, thanks for joining us. I look forward to seeing you soon, my friend.
All right. You take care. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, John. John Schneider has been our guest. I'll tell you something, always great when John is on the show. Knows his stuff, a prolific singer, actor, producer, writer. He does it all. You know what's funny about the entertainment business? No matter what you do, if you have a role that is outstanding and it lives forever and ever, no matter what you do after that, you will never forget that initial big successful role. And for John Schneider, it's this one.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve. Climbing the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law of the life.
St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor, and the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Such familiar music, great television show, of course, The Munsters. And joining us right now to talk about a very special holiday treat is my friend Butch Patrick. Hi, Butch, how are you?
I'm fine, Ron, and how about yourself?
I am doing great. Really am excited that you're here because you were in our studios many, many years ago. It might have been as long as 12 years ago or so because I remember having a great picture with you behind the console and... We need to get together more often. I mean, these every 12-year things doesn't work.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and I love Florida, so I'll have to get down there real soon.
Well, I heard our producer say that you need to come down and see Halloween Horror Nights because, of course, Universal invented the monsters, so you got to come down and see it, and you would be a huge hit here, believe me.
They were the monster studio in the 40s and 50s, no doubt.
Yeah, and when they do things in the park for this Halloween Horror Nights, it is pretty scary.
Yeah.
But you have lived this 49 years since the first episode?
Yeah, someone the other day told me that, and I went, oh my goodness, it was September 24th they first aired.
Unbelievable. And you are, of course, among the top 50 greatest kid stars in VH1's history of great children in the entertainment business. But you got this kind of in a unique way. First of all, you had a ball, from what I understand. I remember you telling me, just being on lot. I mean, it was like a fun time from morning to night.
Oh, absolutely. You know, kids my age, you know, what do? You go exploring, whether you're at home or, you know, building sites or whatever. And here I had the entire studio at my beck and call whenever I wasn't working. And, of course, being in makeup, I could walk on sound stages and not make any noise and not be noticed because they knew that I was a professional. So they didn't shoo me off.
How tough was it to be that young and be that well known? Because that show was so big, still is today. I mean, it's still in reruns today. At that time, did you have a problem, like, just getting involved with friends because, you know, you were a television star?
Yeah, well, going back to junior high school was a little tough, but the good thing was, taking off the makeup, you know, you would leave the studio gates as Butch Patrick, and you would come on the studio gates as Butch Patrick. While you were there, you were Eddie Munster in makeup. So I, you know, basically never got typecast too bad because I was, you know, living, a character that nobody recognized outside of the makeup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never thought of that. You said high school. I would imagine that there were some jerks somewhere along the line
yeah.
that just wouldn't let you forget the role.
Yeah, kids, you know, yeah, that's just part of growing up and adolescence and stuff. But at the same time, you know, it didn't get to me for the first few weeks, and they gave up pretty quickly after that.
Now, you also had a musical group. I remember this, Eddie and the Monsters, a group that got some recognition on MTV. In fact, had a novelty song, Whatever Happened to Eddie?
Whatever Happened to Eddie, I wrote the lyrics to the Monsters theme in 83 when MTV first was coming on the air. We produced an independent, low-budget video that was the first unsigned act ever to be on MTV. We're very proud of that. And from that idea, you know, some people started sending in tapes, and the basement tapes, as I understand it, was created from the idea that there's a lot of good talent out there that doesn't have a record deal at the moment.
That's a good idea today.
Yeah, it still is, you bet.
I didn't realize that the Munsters were also from the producers of Leave It to Beaver.
And Amos and Andy before Leave It to Beaver.
Really? I loved Amos and Andy. Now, I don't remember them on radio, but I do, of course, remember on television. And somewhere along the line, politics got involved, and they took them off the air. But that was a great, great show with outstanding lines. And I don't know why that won't come back, other than the fact that I know that there are a lot of groups out there that protested.
Sure.
But that was a terrific show.
Yeah, Colleen and Mosier, Joe and Bob, they produced very good shows, very political, savvy stuff, very social commentary of sorts in a good way.
If we could see it today, I think some people would agree that it's still a terrific show. Let's talk about this marathon. It's going to be happening on Halloween itself on the Hallmark Channel. That's pretty cool.
The Hallmark Channel is great. In fact, it's funny because TV Land has sort of gone a different direction with where they started, and it seems like the Hallmark Channel has really picked up the ball and put a lot of good quality shows, you know, on and on their programming docket, which I really appreciate. And on Halloween Day, starting at 8 a.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, they'll have a 10-hour marathon, which means there should be 20 episodes airing, which will be great.
That's outstanding. And you're right about the Hallmark Channel. We have interviewed a lot of people from that cable channel, and I have to admit, like you said, they have great programming. They have terrific shows that are first-time run, which are shows that could be seen on the big screen, and with big names. They do a good job.
They really do. I'm very proud to be part of it.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You worked with two major celebrities, Fred Gwynne and Yvonne DiCarlo.
Yes.
And you have made the comment that these people were just great people to be around.
They really were. It was a very interesting set because you had a lot of special effects, and the makeup ideas and the angles right there were a novelty in themselves. Yvonne DiCarlo was coming, you know, over. She was a major movie star.
Sure.
She was one of the first people to actually transfer, you know, from movies to television. And she did a great job. Fred Gwynne and Al Lewis were wonderful New York actors and comedy actors who had a sort of a routine going themselves in itself on the show. Working with both of them, they took me in to Leave It to Beaver producers. The crew had been together for 7 years, so it was a very kid-friendly set. And Fred and Al and Yvonne were very good with kids as well. So, you know, really, it worked out as good as could be expected and went far beyond anybody's, you know, expectations.
Were there ever any outtakes that were kept? I mean, I look at some of the old Gunsmoke shows where everybody's serious. You know, there's a lot of TV that has gone on to, like, when Dick Clark and Ed McMahon used to do the TV bloopers and blunders, and it would be cool to see these outtakes. Bob Hope had a ton of them. I know the Carol Burnett Show. But did you ever save any from the Munsters?
Probably not, and here's why. They were shooting that on film, and at the time, film was really expensive to develop.
Sure.
So what they would do is, if it wasn't what they wanted, they weren't going to keep it and develop it for future, you know, outtake situations, because it wasn't cost-effective.
Oh, I never thought of that before. video's a different story. I never right? even gave that a thought. Now, you completed your biography, right?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. I wrote a book. It's been out. It's on Amazon. I did a little bit of a book tour. It's been well-received, but the book business is kind of a tough business. It's interesting how some books you think will do well and some don't, but at the same time, it's available and people are buying it, and those who like it really enjoy it, you know, they who have bought it.
Eddie Munster, a.k.a. Butch Patrick, I think it's a great name, featuring all the years that you spent in Hollywood. Now you're in Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Actually, right now I'm in Philadelphia, but I am spending some time in the Philly area, at least through Halloween, yes.
You got to be, like, totally in demand at this time of the year. I mean, you got to be like Elvis at this time of the year.
I wish there were two or three of me sometimes, absolutely.
Have you done some recent acting stuff, Bush?
I've been working with some friends who've just got some interesting little vignettes going and some ideas for, like, Sundance Channel and this and that. Nothing major, just sort of staying in the loop with some buddies and doing an occasional cameo. But I'll keep you abreast if anything pops up.
Well, we would love to be kept abreast of that. And October 31st, Halloween, it'll be a 10-hour, 20-episode Halloween Day marathon of the Munsters on the Hallmark Channel, starring Butch Patrick, a.k.a. Eddie Munster. Butch, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. This has been a real delight.
I'll see you down there.
Okay, look forward to it. Butch Patrick has been our guest from the Munsters.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour, and they include from the Smothers Brothers, Dickie Smothers. Also want to thank actor, singer, producer, writer, he's the whole package, John Schneider. And from the Munsters, Halloween coming up next weekend, our friend Butch Patrick. Next hour, Michael Lerner will be here. Great actress. She was the mom on the Waltons. She is in a brand new movie about Jeffrey Dahmer that's on Netflix. Angie Harmon from Rizzoli and Isles, new comedian Doug Wimette will be here, and our lifestyle segment with Dean Cameron and Kelly Edwards. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today, so stick around.